Proclamation number 5588 of 28th of January, 1953. False gods. Divine worship. Antitrust. You should not make false gods for yourselves whom you worship. You should not let yourselves be dazzled by beautiful speeches to which you listen in rapture. You should not listen to those who promise you good days on earth, who want to persuade you to belong to them and strengthen their power. You should not strive for connections with people of high rank in order to gain their favor, nor should you feel connected to those who appear unusually, who possess strength which you lack, as long as you are not entirely convinced that they are my representatives on earth, whom I certainly endow with strength but have not placed so high that you look up to them. You should not pay divine reverence to people who are above you, for I do not want one to rule over the other even if he is entitled to do so. Only for the sake of human order have I set at an authority over you which you should well obey but which you must not elevate to gods. For then they will only be idols for you which are and remain dead and cannot give you life. You should all be brothers and life like brothers among yourselves, and if there is one among you who is rich in experience, who is noble and good and whom you would like to give priority among yourselves, this should only be a demonstration of love from brother to brother, but not a humble submission and thus elevation of the brother above you. You should beware of paying divine reverence to a human being, for then you will have foreign gods next to me. And anyone who allows himself to be worshipped, who feels exalted above his fellow human beings, who abuses his power in order to oppress his subordinates, is not mine but my adversary's, for he does according to his commandment. Because my commandment is only love and no one will rule who has love in himself. Nor do I want you to look up to those who are like you, unless they surpass you in love and virtues and you seek to follow them. But they will not demand any honor, no idolatry from you but reject them as belonging to me alone. But anyone who accepts honors, who puts up with even the slightest glorification, who waits to be singled out by his fellow human beings, who values himself more highly than his fellow human beings, is already animated by the spirit of the one who wanted to elevate himself above me in order to rule and completely disregarded love. And this person will never be able to work on earth in my name, for he pursues earthly aims, he still seeks ascent on earth and will never reach it. Know that only the humble find favor in my sight, and that alone should warn you if a person allows himself to be shown divine adoration. Therefore be careful and don't let yourselves be blinded by the twinkling of the stars which will still flash before you but which have put on a shiner garment themselves in order to feign light for you. Be vigilant, for my light spreads a mild glow. My light does not radiate outwards, but whoever carries it in his heart walks humbly and no longer seeks anything that belongs to the world. But the prince of darkness exalts himself, and he wants to be counted before the world. By this you will always know which spirit speaks from the people who want to bring you salvation, and knowledge will prevent you from bending the knee before him who is my adversary. Amen.